This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today, I'm with Sharon O'Brien, Artistic Director of Stories That Soar, a program of Literacy Connects. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you, Ava. It's great to talk to a fellow story lover. I'm really excited to be here.
Sharon, if I were a child in a school being visited by Stories That Soar, what would that day look like?
Well, let's first imagine you're sitting in the multipurpose room, the smell of tater tots in the air, and you're there with all your classmates and the whole school is there, and a mysterious steamer trunk is discovered on stage. It's blinged out with a slot for a mouth, and it talks, and it's hungry for your stories. You get very excited about this, but you have a lot of questions, and it tells you there's no prompts. It's not an assignment. You can write in any language. Spelling doesn't matter. Mistakes are fine. It knows you're a learner. And over the next couple of weeks, you guys write maybe 300, 400, 1,000 stories, and you feed them to this hungry magic box. About a month later, it comes back to your school with some multi-talented actors and live musicians, and one after another, stories are presented and given back to you, and it's your own stories. You don't know whose stories are being presented until the end of the show, when the authors are called on stage and you discover whose stories have been selected, but all the kids are acknowledged with applause for writing and the box thanks them all.
These are really in-person moments that you've described. And now that we really don't know what the upcoming school year is going to look like, could you talk about what Stories That Soar is doing to pivot?
So in March, when we all had to shut down, of course, that's very hard for theater, but we had 3 schools worth of stories in hand. So that meant 3 more shows. And honestly, giving up was not an option. After about a day or so of crying about all of this, my production manager, Dallas Thomas, said, you know, let's just take this online. We can do this. So we figured out a way to create stories remotely, safely, with green screens, external mics, new software. We all had to do a lot of learning, but we were really committed. We did face some challenges with funding. The Tucson Festival of Books, which is a big funder of Literacy Connects, they had to cancel, so we were really stressed about that. Luckily, we got a pivot grant from the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona. We also were counting on our Arizona Commission of the Arts grant, and we were also graced with some money from our dear friend Richard Elias and his campaign after he passed away in March. So we started to learn how to deliver this content in a new way. We've learned that you can't just do theater and film it and deliver it online and expect kids to be engaged. They just don't consume content that way. So we're doing smaller pieces in a very engaging, fast-paced way. We're actually applying this learning to our Best of Stories That Soar, which will be happening from August 3rd to August 15th, where we are taking one story from each of the school partners that we worked with this year, and we'll be presenting them one a day. We even have one that is a dedication to Richard Elias. It's a lovely story about family. We're also rolling out a new community project. During this time of COVID and social isolation, we wanted to open up this opportunity to kids across Southern Arizona. So we're creating a Magic Box story portal through our website where kids can come online, they can write stories for us. We'll be producing one of those stories a week to give back. So those are some of the exciting things that we're working on. It's going to be a busy year for us.
Thank you so much for being with us today, Sharon.
Thank you, Ava. I really appreciate this opportunity.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Support for Artist Stories is provided by Benjamin Supply, presenting a full spectrum of hardware and plumbing fixtures for kitchen and bath, and their gallery, Tucson, offering national and local art in both the Tucson Warehouse and Transfer Buildings on 6th Street and 7th Avenue. With products available at will call, they are currently open by phone at 777-7000 and at benjaminsupply.com or gallerytucson.com.